Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right, we're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge on quite a night here in Philadelphia Sports Hour. At 8 o'clock, we get the official Eagles schedule so we can all make our predictions for next season. And, of course, tonight, a little over an hour from now, Howard, the Sixers are going to try to stave off elimination after whatever the heck that performance was a couple nights ago in Miami.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. It's just unbelievable that I could even think this. What is more interesting to people tonight? The schedule or the Sixers game?
So I think it's
the fact that we even have to think about it is interesting.
I think it's the Sixers game.
Yeah, but I would say.
Yeah, but
slightly.
If the Sixers lose, people will quickly pivot to the schedule. We're going to look forward here to the Eagles and get excited about that team, because the one currently playing in the playoffs, Howard, disappointing us. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get into it all. There is some little bits and pieces of the schedule we've got some confirmation on, so we'll touch on those. We'll get to the Sixers stuff, and we do have the Philly series tonight opening up against the Dodgers, Howard. But quickly, before we get into everything, you wanted to mention something you mentioned the other night, which is obviously going to a great cause.
Yes, Eagles Autism Challenge, the bike ride, walk, run, is there's some people from the station going there that will be participating. It's on May 21st, and as always, I try to do the best I can for autism research, which is really, really a good cause. The Eagles have done a great job with that, and I've tried to help. And Mike Trout, who is a big Eagles fan, has also been kind enough to send me a game-used bat. I have some other items, which I'll put up later. I put it up on my Twitter for people to bid on it, and I have when they bid on it, then I get in touch with them directly, and I tell them what the bids are. Well, the bid right now is only $1,700. Now, they may be waiting, as most people do in auctions, until close to the end when they say it's coming to an end. I checked with serious, serious, serious collectors. That bat's worth between $6,000 and $8,000.
Wow.
Heavy game use. You could see this heavy game. The picture's on my Twitter and Facebook. So I already have somebody that certainly is going to bid more than $1,700, but I want to get everybody involved. So I'm just mentioning it to them. You can go to my Twitter or Facebook and see it. Let me know what your bid is, and I'll stay in touch with you as the bids go on. And I'm probably going to close it sometime a Saturday afternoon after my show on Saturday. But get it rolling, because when you bid early, you kind of take some people maybe off it.
So, okay.
And it's for a great cause. I mean, I just want to get that. It's really for a great
cause. Yeah, well, I'm glad we could mention it, and it's a cool thing. I saw the pictures of it. I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest players of all time with a game-used bat. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it'll be forever. When you think about having that bat forever, and he will be at the end of his career.
One of the greatest ever.
Yeah, one of the greatest ever, and he might win another MVP.
Yeah, which would be four.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
We're talking about Bonds territory. There's not many guys that have four MVPs. All right.
Yeah.
So go and check that out over at Howard's Facebook and his Twitter. Howard, here's a question for you. So you said you're going to close that auction around sometime after your show on Saturday.
Yeah.
What lasts longer, the Sixers season or the auction? Because we got a game six tonight. Sixers are favored, Howard, which is interesting.
And game seven is Sunday.
Game seven would be Sunday. So tonight, the Sixers are currently 2-point favorites here in Philadelphia. I understand that the home teams won every game in the series so far, but that was brutal the other night by the Sixers. You know, we talked about the game before it started. We were hopeful, and they went down there, and that was a no-show. Joel Embiid and I know you heard it, you know, Barkley calling him out at halftime and after the game. I don't know where his head was at, but he was just disengaged. Like, you're one of the best players in the league, an MVP candidate. People were yelling at us the other night he should be the MVP. He didn't show up for a playoff game.
Okay. I have a different thoughts
on Joel?
On this whole situation. Number one, the media, this local media, gave him an out because they whined and whined and whined that, along with the fans are the fans. The media should have a better read of this thing, that he should have been and should be the MVP. Now, he said after the game he knew for, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he did, but if that's the case, then you shouldn't have used that in any way, shape, or form as an excuse. However, Miami played great defense, and they took him right out of the game. And I think people want to blame Joel Embiid for this loss. I am not. He is not at the top of my hit
list.
Oh,
really? He was at the top of mine. So who's at the top of yours?
Okay. James Harden.
It's terrible.
Who everybody said, oh, they were ready to erect statues.
Oh, well, yeah.
Here.
Once every 6 weeks, he has a 30-point game.
Yeah, right. It's just a broken clock's right twice a day, too. So James Harden is my first culprit. He didn't show up. Continues to turn the ball over because he's just not the same player.
Mm-hmm.
And my second in line is Daryl Morey.
Ooh.
What has Daryl Morey done since he's gotten here to improve this team? Think about this.
Well, I would say that the deal he made last year to dump Josh Richardson and bring in Seth Curry at that point was a really good trade. That
okay.
was a good trade.
But Seth Curry on a really good team as a backup player. Right?
Yeah, a sixth man or your fifth best starter. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But
right.
that was a nice trade.
Okay.
I mean, that was
he
nice
also
trade.
Signed at the trade deadline when he had a shot when he was the number one seed and had home court. He went out and traded for George Hill.
Yep.
And he had a chance to get Kyle Lowry. At that point, Kyle Lowry was still not injured and a very good
if
player.
If they have Kyle Lowry last year, they beat the Hawks.
There's absolutely
Without
no question.
Yeah,
no question. So he didn't make that deal. And then he signed Danny Green to 2 years. I'm so sick of Danny Green and all this. Oh, Danny Green. And then they put him on because he's now the spokesperson because he's the guy that can kind of spin it, I guess, the best.
Yeah, well,
James
he's got a
Harden.
Podcast.
I'm so
he's
Mr.
Media.
I'm so tired of listening to James Harden say, well, if we played tough for him, what about you? What about you?
Well,
what,
all
what
these guys like to excuse themselves as if they're not part of the whole thing. Well, we got to do this better. Well, you got to do it better.
I think he's got 40-some turnovers in the playoffs.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. He's been bad. For the most part, he hasn't made a big impact. One big game, and he played well in that fourth quarter.
It's just unbelievable.
Not good enough.
But I don't think Daryl Morey has improved this team since he got here.
Well, to be fair, they were about a 50-win team, 51, 52, right? Those were the last years in Brett Brown. Before Morey got here, that's still what they are.
Okay, so he hasn't improved
the
team.
They're different, but they're similar.
So my number one on the hit list is James Harden. By the way, Morey made that trade. His two trades in NBA history are both failures. He traded for James Harden, and he traded for James Harden.
Well, that first one was a success, that first Harden deal, when he stole him from the Thunder.
Only because he was the only team with cap room left.
But he did it.
But he didn't improve around him.
Well, they became a good team. The Rockets became a good team.
I don't think James Harden has won one playoff series. And the seventh game, Jim Lager gave it, about a week ago. One seventh game, he won in the playoffs, and he didn't even play most of the fourth quarter.
Oh, Harden in game
2015. Yeah, 2015.
Well, I mean, his most famous recent game seven, I guess, was when they lost to the Warriors, right? They had him up 3-2. Chris Paul got hurt. And then Harden's game in that game seven, he shot terribly in that game. And that was still peak Harden, like a great player.
James Harden is a terrific scorer, or was a terrific scorer. He's not that anymore. But he would be, you know, it's easy to blame Joel Embiid because the expectations are so high. And it was connected to him not winning the MVP, which in reality, I put up a story, I forget who it was written by, and he explained it. And he explained it very, very, very well. And then people still said, oh, you just don't like the Sixers. That's not the point. The point is, I think Joel Embiid might have been the player of the year, but I think that's different than the MVP. When you look what Jokic has done, but I'm tired of saying, well, he didn't play well. How about Miami playing the double teams and playing well, and then nobody else stepping up to score? And James Harden is the guy that Daryl Morey, who is a stone-cold fraud, fraud. He made that trade, and that was going to change things. And now he has no bench because he made that trade.
Well, he made the bet that having a great player or a really good player in James Harden would negate the bench. It's not. It's not. Yeah. It's not worked out that way. No. I mean, if you have superstar players like Giannis, Giannis is a superstar, okay?
Wow.
Their bench is better than the Sixers, but they're winning because of him, right? He's the best player in the league.
No question.
Harden's not good enough anymore to cover up a bench. He's not. I mean, you need more players around him. And by the way, I want to mention this because no one.
So that's why I'm not blaming Joel Embiid.
I want to throw one more in here. I think Embiid's the biggest culprit, but I want to throw one more name in. Howard, everyone loves this kid. I like him a lot. He's a good player. He's going to be good for a while. We can't pretend Tyrese Maxey doesn't have a bad game when he does. He had 9 points.
Yeah.
Like, we've been saying it all year. Young players, they go up, they go down.
Yeah.
He's still, you know, he hasn't graduated from that yet. He's still, he had a 9-point game the other night. That's terrible.
I know. He will be, I don't know if he's going to be a great player, but he'll be a very good player.
He could make all-star teams.
Okay. And that's great, but he's too young to depend on him now. And with James Harden controlling the ball, and I don't want to hear, well, he was hurt. I don't want to hear that. Because he's played 40-some minutes in quite a few games. If you still have hamstring issues, you're not playing 40-some minutes.
Right.
You know, I heard a stat today. This is great. And I didn't even mention on the culprits. I didn't put Embiid as the culprit. I put Harden and Morey. I didn't even mention Glenn Rivers. And there was a stat put out by John Barr of ESPN the other day. Did you hear the stat? Teams that are up, I think it's in the NBA. It has to be in the NBA. It can't be in playoffs. Up by 25 or more with 5 minutes left.
I did see this.
Are 3,900-0 winning the game.
So basically the thought was, like, Doc Rivers leaving Embiid. There was no chance they'd blow the lead. They could have put you and I in the game up 25 with that few minutes to go. It's impossible to blow the lead.
I know. And Rivers, Glenn, using the excuse, well, the other team had their starters in. I don't care about the other team. I care about your team.
Well, especially when your best player is injury prone. Get him off the court.
I know. Right?
It's a shame because obviously he's still feeling the after effects.
I don't put Embiid at the top of the list.
He didn't play well, though.
I know he didn't. He didn't. But there's other guys that have to step
Here's
up.
What frustrates me. Players have bad games.
I just can't.
I know. But players have bad games. He just seemed disengaged early. Guys have bad shooting nights. It happens in basketball. Even Kobe's had bad shooting nights.
He can't shoot the three anymore because of his thumb.
1 for 13. And the one, if you remember it, Howard, it was Sunday night in game 4. It banked off the top. It was an ugly shot. It probably shouldn't have went in anyway. He's 1 for 13, and I think the one was an accident.
And the other thing I wonder, is his eyesight affected by the orbital bone fracture?
Probably. Maybe on deeper shots, three-pointers. Yeah, it's hard to get the depth perception.
Yeah, depth perception. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider. And I'm not using injuries as an excuse. But James Harden came here to be the guy.
A difference maker.
Yeah, a difference. That's a good way to put it.
He's not made a difference.
No, and Daryl Morey, certainly, his love affair with this guy. And he wasn't going to do anything else.
Well, the ironic part, Howard, two ironic things. One, you'll appreciate. So, ironic, if they lose tonight, if this is over tonight, they'll have gone one less game than last year. Okay? The backwards. Okay? And the other part is, Howard, when they started the process, your favorite thing, the whole point of it was they didn't want to be a team that could only get to the second round, right? They wanted to win a title. They haven't got past the second round since this whole thing started.
I know.
They're stuck.
It's really sad. It really is sad.
Meanwhile, watching our old buddy Drew Holiday last night make two amazing defensive plays.
Is he one of the best 4 point guards in the league?
There's a lot of great point guards. I don't know if he's top four, but certainly defensively he's in that mix.
Yeah,
I mean, that
all around player.
Yeah, those plays last night, Marcus Smart looked like someone stole something from him. Like he just looked shocked.
And Drew Holiday and Scam Hinkie was the one that traded him. That was one of.
Now, I mean, it was the beginning of the process.
Yeah, but that's why the process is. That's another reason the process has failed. Drew Holiday is still playing at a very high level.
He might win back-to-back titles.
Okay, if Drew Holiday was on this team, and there's quite a distance between
them.
Yeah,
we're talking about nine years ago. It's been a while.
If he was still on this team, would this team be better at point guard?
Yeah, I mean, he won a title last year as a point guard. He helped them win a game last night on the road.
And they're doing it without Chris Middleton.
I know, which is remarkable.
I know.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Talk some Sixers. Game number 6 tonight. Bob in Delran. Hey, Bob.
Hey, gentlemen, I had heard something, and maybe you can verify this, and it wouldn't, a rumor. I know you guys would like to hear that. I heard with that game in Miami, and Billy King kind of alluded to it, that's not a good place for teams to go in there because they start partying and stuff and hanging out and doing their thing. I heard the Sixers were out very, very late that night, and if they were, what leverage does a coach or a team have to say, you guys need to stay in, man? We got a playoff game. Your curfew's at 11. Do they have any leverage?
No curfew. There's no curfew. Now, and here's can I address this?
Why would anybody stay out that late? Okay. You got a game the next day.
Joe, can I address this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
When you don't tell James Harden, who parties almost every night, and that is, there's no way that you want James Harden in Miami. When you don't tell him to, hey, listen, these are important. Why don't you get a little more rest tonight? And you don't do it to him. What do you expect if the other players want to go out? They go out. You can't be selective.
Exactly.
And that's right. That's the head coach. But he doesn't have any. He doesn't have any authority over, should I say, responsibility to the players. It's a joke. And I don't know if they were, but I can't guarantee it. But I would bet you and give you high odds that James Harden was out there partying hardy.
You don't think James was sitting in his hotel room and with his slippers watching TV?
Nah. Somehow I don't.
Have you ever asked him point blank, why do you go out every night? I mean, it's really not good for you.
Yeah, the story, and Bob, we appreciate the call, and the story was reported when he left the Nets, Howard, before he got here. He disappeared for a week, and he was out in Vegas. The Nets are still playing basketball, and Harden's just hanging out in Vegas by himself or buddies for a week. I mean, it's been the story of his career. I don't know what happened the other night in Miami. It doesn't matter. Like, he's got to play better. I don't really care what these guys do when they're not playing, as long as they play well on the court. And that's an issue. The other night, they didn't play well enough, and Howard, you mentioned the defense by Miami. I'm just worried for tonight that Miami figured something out in Game 5. That worries me about tonight.
Now, here's the difference. And I talked to somebody about Jimmy Butler after the game, who knows Jimmy extremely well. And I didn't get to know him. He was here a short time. Yeah. I didn't get to know him that well. I know him to say hello, and that's about it. But the guy made a great point. He's a throwback. And that is the difference, because he is a throwback is a leader. Do the Sixers have a leader on their team? Can you really identify? Joel's not the leader. Harden's not the leader. He can talk up a good game. There's no – Tobias Harris is not a leader.
They don't.
Jimmy Butler, listen, this is what we got to do, and Jimmy Butler knows what to do, and he urges his players, and it doesn't take much because he plays as hard on the court as the game he talks off the court.
Yeah, well, they also, he's part of it, but they have a culture down there in Miami. It's been going on a long time. LeBron actually blended in. Like, he went along with it.
Pat Riley helped with
that. Pat Riley, right. Yeah. Riley, Spoelstra now carries it out as a coach. Is there a culture here? I don't know what their culture is. They have some good players. Obviously, Joel Embiid's a great player, but
I know what it is.
What's the Sixers culture? Oh, Howard's got it.
You know what? It just came to mind.
What do you got?
All you have to do is look at the president and general manager on social media, and that's the culture.
Social media culture.
Oh, he's on social media all the time.
He's tweeting, yeah.
He's tweeting through it. And Instagram, and it's a joke. That's the culture. And that's when your general manager acts like a 15-year-old kid on social media, that doesn't work.
And the best teams have a culture. The Bucks have one. You could tell watching them. The Warriors have had a great one for years. I mean, that's
because Giannis is a guy that is fierce. Joel plays hard.
And no one's going to question his toughness.
Yeah, you can't question that. But Giannis, it's just something about certain players. You could see what they instill in the other players on the team.
Well, those are champions. I mean, there's a difference. And the Sixers haven't shown they could be that ever. Not this group ever. Howard, I don't trust them tonight. I wish I believed they were going to win this game and take it back to Miami. I don't feel good about tonight.
You know, the thing that I said this to you on Tuesday, usually the team, if it's 2-2, and assuming – and we knew that Miami has the home court advantage.
Right.
If you win game 5 on the road or at home, you normally don't lose game 6 if you have to go to a game 7, because then the pressure really switches to the home team.
You want to avoid that game seven.
Yeah, because everybody expects, oh, you're going to win because you're playing at
like
home.
The Warriors, who stunk last night, they're going to go home for game six. Yeah. I imagine they're going to win that game.
Yep. It's not going to happen.
I don't know
if it's going to happen. The Sixers, hey, they can win the game. But I just think Miami now knows they play hard. They can frustrate this team. And they are a better team, whether we want to recognize whether
they were better all year. They're the number one seed.
Yeah. And when I say, well, Embiid was out 9 games with COVID, that doesn't matter.
Oh, they had injuries too. Butler missed games.
Exactly right.
And you know what worries me about tonight? They were better without Lowry. Lowry's hurt. He couldn't move the other night. Yep. They got Duncan Robinson back in. Their guards are quicker now. They're actually better right now without Lowry.
Oladipo gives them some zip too. How did they get Oladipo?
Well, he fell off. He got hurt and he fell off. And a few years ago, he was great.
But those are the kind of guys you need.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're a deep team. I wish the Sixers were as deep as that team. Howard, Joel going to bounce back tonight?
I think he'll be fine. I don't know if he'll be great because Miami's such a good team defensively.
And he's still banged up, obviously.
Yeah, and it's hard for him to shoot the threes, apparently, for whatever reason.
1 of 13. That's bad.
Yeah.
And he usually takes three or four games.
Well, that's not Harden's numbers for
three. No, his might be almost as bad.
It's close. Can you imagine your two stars can't do what the coach wants you to do and shoot threes?
Are we? Is tonight a big James Harden game, or do we have to wait 5 more weeks for that one?
You might have to wait till next season.
Oh, yeah. Which he'll be here next season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Contract or player option? Hopefully just
the
player option.
I'm telling you, I think that genius of a president and general manager, Daryl Morey, I think he promised him.
Well, I told you. If he gives him a max deal, he goes to jail. I'm sorry. Those are the rules. That's a crime.
You know what I want to see? I want to see him taken out in handcuffs.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think the whole city would if he gives him $250 million. Like, it's one thing if he opts in, whatever, one more year. But, yeah, anything close to that is ridiculous here. 215-592-9494, Sixers and the Heat tonight. I am nervous. Howard, a win or not? What are you feeling?
I have my doubts.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. It's hard to trust them after
If they win, that's great. And that doesn't mean they're going to win on Sunday. But they at least have taken it.
The distance, yeah.
Here's the way, you know. A lot of times when you have to travel for the last game, there's a lot of players that say, do I want to go down there and get beat? Because then you got to pack and travel, and then you don't get back until late on Sunday night.
Yeah, if I'm going to go there.
Or do I want to travel? Or do you want to just go down to Miami to party? Because remember, that game's not until Sunday. Tonight's Thursday.
That means 2 days of partying?
They would go down sometime tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to have to hook up Harden to an IV on Sunday if that's the case to get him enough fluids.
No, they're
going
to have to put him in handcuffs to keep him in the room.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Sixers and the Heat tonight. I don't trust the Sixers tonight. We'll continue talking about that. And, Harold, we got schedule leaks for the Eagles. We know some games here. The schedule, one of the great days of the year. The Eagles schedule comes out officially at 8 o'clock. We already know some games, including when Carson Wentz.
We kind of know most.
We know a lot of them, but we know, we saw a report about an hour ago of when Carson Wentz returns to Philadelphia for the first time. We'll hit that. And the week one and two games we know coming up. 215-592-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us, riding with the King, as always, brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Sixers and the Heat tonight. Sixers try to stave off elimination after a no-show a couple nights ago. And Howard, tonight's a fun night outside of the Sixers game because we get the NFL schedule release. We can start talking about the games. We're going to know when they are, who they're, what the order is. I love this.
We'll
day.
Have their record before they even set up their
but
roster.
By the time I go home tonight, I'm throwing out a record. Yeah. I'm going to look at the schedule when it's in total. So here's what we know already, Howard. We do know some things. So we found out earlier this week, the home opener, week two, Monday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings. We have now found out today, and the Eagles tweeted this out, so it's official. They're in Detroit against the Lions week one, where they went and they blew the Lions out last year. I would say that's a pretty favorable start to the season. Doesn't mean they're going to win both games, but I'll take that start. I don't think either of those teams are very good, and the Eagles should be favored in both games to start the season.
I think they will win in Detroit because that's a new team.
Mm-hmm.
So
young team.
Yeah, young team, and they got to get some things together.
Yep.
And so I think they win week one, and then Minnesota, I think, is just an okay team.
They've been that for years. They're all right.
And they should win here. So
I think
they could go 2-0.
Now we're going to get hyped up at 2-0.
Yeah, but there's 17 games, so let's just relax. The end of the schedule.
Kind of the opposite of last year, it might be. Last year was very hard early, and then it got much more much easier later in the season. So we know about those two. Detroit, in Detroit week one, then home Monday Night Football week two. The other thing that we found out, at least according to a report from the Washington Post, it's not official yet, but a Washington Post report says the Commanders, Howard, are heading here for Monday Night Football Week 10. You know what that means. That means Carson Wentz's return. We knew it would be in primetime. They had to.
And the fans behind the Washington bench
can't wait.
Will be relentless.
Yeah.
They will be relentless.
That will be fun. And that'll obviously a big game, a division game, primetime game.
Yeah. Especially that's the second half of the season.
Yep.
So it's just, it really is an important game. And who knows what Washington's record, I haven't seen. I guess it's hard to analyze all the schedules and what they would be because you don't know how Washington it would be. I don't think Carson Wentz is as bad a quarterback just because he's been traded multiple times.
It's better than what
the Washington Redskins had.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, they have, but how many? They haven't had a good quarterback in a long time.
In a long time.
Yeah.
Right. So that'll be a big game. There's always storylines to all those games.
Always. So this one is unique.
Well, the first time they play the Giants, I don't know when that. We probably know it, but I don't know it offhand. That's going to be. Did they play the Giants? They didn't play the Giants after they lost to them last year, right?
So they did. They played them here, and they beat them.
Okay.
That was the game Devontae had. That was the game Lane Johnson scored a touchdown. Remember that game? It was right after Christmas. Lane Johnson scored a touchdown.
They passed it to him.
It hurts. But the
so
first
it's not
game,
a revenge game.
No, because the first time they lost them up in New York. But a new coach, so the Giants are new.
It's hard. I mean, they split with them last year, so I think division games – I think they might split with all the divisions.
Well, I mean, I don't know if Brian Daboll could coach, but he can't be worse than Joe Judge. So they're going to be better at coach.
Yeah, and they've got a general manager that has a clue.
Joe Shane, it seems like. Well, and they had a good draft. So, yeah, they might be on the upswing a little bit. But if you ask me right now, before I see the schedule, I would still say the Giants are last place.
Well, the first game they play the Giants is on the road. I think they play them at home the last game of the season.
We did see some of that. That's out there. The other thing that is out there, and this one, it feels like it's under pretty good authority, at Dallas on Christmas Eve.
And that means they better win the game here.
Earlier
in the season. And Christmas Eve, you had to play because Christmas is on Sunday, and there's, what, three games on Sunday?
Yeah, the rest of the league is playing Saturday that week.
Yeah, and playing Saturday. So it's Christmas Eve, but it's a Saturday game. But the disadvantage for the Eagles there, from what I've seen of the schedule that we've seen, is that's their third straight road game, which is brutal. Absolutely brutal.
So, and they benefited from it 2 years ago. Remember the Saints, Jalen Hurts' first start? That was New Orleans' third straight road game.
And I loved the Eagles that game.
I remember we talked about that week. It was brutal for the Saints. But the Eagles, didn't they have three straight road games the Super Bowl season? They went to you went on the trip.
I think they were 2-1.
Yeah, they lost in Seattle. They beat the Rams when Carson got hurt, and then they beat the Giants with Foles.
Okay.
Yeah. 2-1.
Yeah, they were 2-1.
So I'll take 2-1 in a 3-game road trip.
They're not going to win the third game of that because it's a short week for them traveling. It's a short week for Dallas too, but it's a short week for them traveling and playing. They better win the first game against Dallas. And I don't know when that is. Well, it's the week before the bye. I think it's week 6.
Okay.
They play Dallas. I think they play them week 6 after they play Arizona. Arizona would be a game that you could win. Did they lost last year. They got down big, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. They got down big.
That was Jalen Hurts' second start.
Yeah.
They won his first one against the Saints, and they went to Arizona. You're right. He didn't play well early, Hurts. He had a fumble or something or an interception, and then he kind of brought them back. But they – wasn't it he threw a Hail Mary at the end and Goddard couldn't make the catch?
And they don't – yes, and they don't have Hopkins that game, right? Because that's week 5.
Six-game suspension.
Yeah.
That's a big – well, if you look at Kyler Murray's numbers last year with DeAndre Hopkins, he played like an MVP without him.
Right.
He was terrible.
So the Eagles, that's a game – I don't want to say they should win because it's on the road, but that's a legitimate winnable game. Absolutely.
They have a lot of winnable games. They're going to
second half of the season is going
to
be tough.
Yeah, well, you know what they're going to have to do then? Win a bunch early.
Yeah.
Bank those wins.
You know, last year they had a real advantage by not getting on a plane for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, the travel
of the
really
season.
Was
and the bye week was part of that last 8 weeks, which now the bye week is after the Dallas game after week 6.
Why can't they get it in the middle?
Well, I mean, I guess they help them some years and then there's the Eagles do not. Okay, so who do they play? Let me see who they play in that 3-game stretch. They play the Giants.
So the one scheduled. So these are leaked out. You know, we've seen some of this. Officially, everything is official at 8 o'clock. But we did see something earlier where it might be at Bears, at Giants, Cowboys.
Okay,
so those are the
all
three.
Three of those teams have their own stadium. So there should never be, and most teams now have their own stadium. There should never be three straight road games for a team. That's just so unfair. And it should never happen. And it does now. And I know the Eagles complained about it a few years ago. It's like why do you have to do this? None of these teams have to share a stadium.
The Giants have to share with the Jets.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
okay.
One. But the Bears obviously don't. Dallas has their own.
Right, you're right. They do have to share. But they can all
that.
Yeah.
I think it is unfair. It's like the worst thing you could do to a team during a season.
Yep. So that's really not... What's not fair is Dallas never having to play on the road on Thursday night. They never, ever play on the road.
Well, didn't you say, haven't the Eagles tried to get this changed?
Yeah, the Eagles actually wanted to submit a rule change that I don't know if, I forget whether it was not having Dallas always play the Thanksgiving game. I don't know why that's tradition, but it was always the Bears and Detroit that were tradition.
Well, now, I mean, the Cowboys have been doing it for a long time.
Right.
It's not going to change.
Okay, all right.
Well, so, you know why it's going to, you know why
yeah,
they're
but
keeping
why,
it for
why
television.
Did,
they,
yeah, but why do they have to have the real Thursday game?
The week after.
A week after.
Yeah.
Why can't they play it at another time?
So they never get penalized with the regular short Thursday night week.
No, on the road.
Right, because the next week, it's a full week for them.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
They never
the next
get penalized because they don't have to travel for the short week.
Yeah.
And that's just, and there was no energy by the other teams because who outside the division really cares? And that's probably why there was no energy on the other teams wanting to vote on that. So they kind of dropped that amendment.
The other thing, quickly, and we'll go to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. It sounds like from some of these reports, Jaguars here in week 4, which means the return of Doug Peterson. That will be the opposite of Carson Wentz. Doug will get a big, I'm sure. Still put a big thing on the score on the board for him. He'll get a big ovation.
Yeah.
And he deserves it.
You know what? Maybe somebody will bring in a big picture of the statue of he and Foles outside the stadium.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
it has
be fun
to be on TV. They have to take a shot of that.
Yeah, I mean, is he the first NFL coach in history to coach against a team where his statue's outside the building? When does that happen?
John Gruden had a statue.
In Tampa?
Yeah, when they won the Super Bowl with Brad Johnson.
Right.
And then...
But did he go back there with the Raiders? I can't picture that. Maybe.
Yeah.
He didn't coach many years back with the Raiders. It was like three, and then he got canned this year. I'm not sure he went back and played them.
Didn't he coach right after Tampa? Where did he go right after Tampa? Did he not coach?
No, he went to TV right after Tampa.
Oh, okay.
And then he came back recently, and then it obviously blew up this year.
But they took the statue away because of what happened to him, which was wrong, but it was unfair that they singled him out, and that creep from Washington gets away with everything.
He gets away with everything, Daniel said. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Jack in the Northeast. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
How you doing, Howard? Believe it or not, some same area. I grew up in the Northeast and went to Northeast High. Okay. Cotton and Al down there, bro. And I was listening a long time, Howard.
That's good.
You're the greatest, man.
I know. Okay.
You know?
Let's move on.
And my thoughts on the Eagles is, forget about the schedule. What's your gut feeling with the additions they made?
I think you're a better team.
My gut feeling is they're going to win the division, Jack. I think Dallas took a real step back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised that happens, too.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, Jack, I don't think they're going to win 13 games to be the number one seed, but I think they're going to be a good team, and I think they're going to win the NFC East. Maybe that's 10, maybe 11, but I think that's where they're at.
Give me 10 wins, you know? Give me 10.
There's a chance because they play an extra home game this year.
Yes, they have nine home games, eight road games. That's a big NFC advantage this season.
Yep.
Yeah. So we went to the same school, Northeast High. I'm a veteran, not graduating in 75, Northeast High. And you were there in 68, I think it was. And
you checked everything that I've done, huh?
Got the yearbook in front of me.
Yeah. I'm on the Wall of Fame there, too.
Yeah.
You got a plaque?
Yeah.
I guess.
Or is it just the name?
No, there's plaques up there. Albert Einstein's on that wall, too.
How about you share a wall with Albert Einstein?
Yes.
Is that why? Yeah, that's why you call everyone genius. Jack, we appreciate the phone call. You share a wall with a genius. Christian's up on WIP. Hey, Christian. Christian. All right, Christian goes on hold. Sue in Allentown wants to talk about Joel Embiid. Hey, Sue.
Hey, I want to thank you all for being a fantastic station. Never thought I could get so interested in basketball, but you guys are really the best. My concern today is that I'm a nurse, retired, and also I have had an orbital fracture. I have to tell you that when the initial injury occurred, I thought the side of my face would be missing. That's how much it hurt and burned, and I had a horrible headache, and, you know, the concussion, the whole thing. The key piece of information that everyone, I haven't heard, so correct me if I'm wrong, is the fracture displaced or non-displaced? Because that makes a big difference.
Well, I would imagine it's non-displaced because he doesn't need surgery.
Right. And he had this once before, Sue, and he didn't need surgery surgery.
So here's the thing. There was a doctor that called today that's his business. He said he would not have played him anymore because there's a chance, even with the face mask, that it could shift things and it could damage his eyesight. There's about something about alignment of your eyes, because that's where you get the focus for distance.
It's kind of like boxers back in the day. They used to have vision issues because the orbital bone.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just think of what's behind that bone.
Right.
To say nothing of your teeth. All of his teeth could be out of alignment. I mean, it's really crazy. And it could be slightly displaced, that they have molded it kind of gently back into position. Maybe he doesn't need surgery now, but he could. It's just really a toss-up. And I guess I get a little upset over people saying that he's, like, lazy and he was all upset because he wasn't the MVP and that's why he didn't play well. This man has a major injury.
He does. Sue, you're right, he does. And I think we all commend his toughness for playing through this. And Sue, we appreciate it. But Howard, here's the thing. Games 3 and 4, we weren't talking about his injury. He played well.
No.
We do this, right? He doesn't play well, and then we go back to the injury. He's choosing to play. If he doesn't play well, we're going to talk about it. Obviously, we all hope he doesn't get hurt further, but he's choosing to play.
Yeah, and he's not going to be – his finger, I think, is apparently a bigger issue.
For his play.
Right,
he can't
hand.
Shoot.
Yeah, he really has struggled to shoot. And then it's harder, I'm sure, to handle the ball.
Yeah, passing the ball is probably difficult to get the right grip on it.
There's other things, but that you're right. There's no excuse. If he plays, he's just got to play the best to his ability. But, you can always make excuses. Oh, he didn't win the MVP, so he was down. No, he said he knew about it, whether he did or he didn't. I mean, I just think Miami did a great job of taking him out of the game, and there's nobody else that stepped up to kind of open it back up for him.
Have you noticed? So I think they've picked up on the fact that he doesn't want to shoot and can't shoot from the outside. They're putting the defender in front of him. They're almost daring him to go out there. Like, they're like pushing him towards the three-point line. He doesn't want it. Now he wants to go down low because he doesn't want to shoot from outside.
Right.
Like, they've picked up on this. Like, they can almost leave him alone at the three-point line.
Yeah, the problem is when you get to the playoffs, you usually have well-coached teams. I say usually, but the Sixers still have Glenn Rivers.
Yeah, I would say Spoelstra, well-coached. Yeah, really almost everyone left. Like, it's hard to be in this point in the playoffs, and we're questioning coaching, but
right.
Glenn, we will question him. Tonight, I mean, you realize we could be 3 hours away from the last Glenn Rivers Sixers coach game. I mean, that's on the table.
The other night, if they win tonight and Sunday, and they next seventh game Sunday, right? They win tonight and Sunday. Rivers is back, and Harden gets a long-term deal. I don't know if it's $250 million. Is that what you want?
I do not want that.
Okay. So now do you root for them not to win?
It's hard to root for them to lose, but
I'm being facetious
when I
say
that. If I have my choice, I just want Doc out of here.
Yeah.
Glenn out of here. It's weird, though. Tonight could be it. Like, tonight could be Glenn Rivers' last game coaching. In fact, if they lose, I believe it will be. I think he's out of here.
He's playing a lot of golf, making $8 million a year for the next 3 years.
Yeah. He's going to try to get the Lakers job. Christian is in Philadelphia. Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Sorry about that earlier.
That's all right.
I don't know why it went on hold.
But all good.
I want to talk real quick. I'm originally from Texas, and I moved up here to Philly about 2 years ago. And so the family's already making plans for, Christmas weekend. To go down there for the game.
So you're going to Dallas for the game?
Yeah.
Now, you can't get back till after, the end of...
But he's from there. He's got family down there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a cool spot for you, right? You go home, you see your family, and you go watch the Eagles play the Cowboys. Now, are you an Eagle fan, or are you a Cowboy fan that just moved here?
I'm actually... It's a weird situation. I'm the only Eagle fan in the household.
Well, you got to go down there and get a win then, Christian.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. And I already told everybody, I'm going down there and I'm wearing my midnight green. And, if at some point I can get a Kelly Green jersey, then I will wear that one.
I don't think they're putting them out until the following year. They're not wearing them until 23.
So when do you think they'll start selling them? Next year?
Probably off season. They're probably not approved to sell them right now.
Yeah.
It's all about licensing. Because you got to – here's why all these leagues protect the stores. You can't have it come out and then them not want – the jerseys that are still on the shelves, you got to sell them. Yeah, you got to sell them first.
Yeah, that is true. But, I already have a Devontae Smith jersey, so I'll be taken care of.
Well, that's great. And, that's a great trip then. You get to go home. Christian, we appreciate it. He gets to go home and watch the Cowboys lose to the Eagles. But, Howard, as you were saying earlier, that looks like it might be the third straight game of a road trip. That Cowboy game is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, third straight road game is nasty for teams.
Always.
Every player will tell you that.
So I do have a little nugget here, Howard, and it looks like we were trying to figure something out before the show. It looks like I may have been right on this one. Eagles-Lions, the line is out for week 1 already. Guess it.
I would say the Eagles are 2.5 to 3.
4.5.
Wow.
I think that'll come down by kickoff. The Lions will get some love.
Yeah, but it can't be. See, the thing is, it can't come down below 3 because then people will bet the Lions now, hoping it comes down and then middle the game.
4.
And hope it falls 2.5.
But the
3-4 are good numbers.
Eagles open as 4.5-point favorites.
I'm surprised at that. Well, that just tells me they're going to win that game.
Yeah, well, that tells you there's a pretty big gap between the teams, you would think.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we have Eagles 4.5-point favorites over the Lions week one. Quickly, I'll just give this one to you too, and then I was looking to see if I could find the – I don't see the Cowboys one yet. I wanted the Cowboys line. The other one that's out already –
The Eagles are going to be favored against the Cowboys here and then be an underdog there.
Right. I wanted to see Cowboys week one because we saw Cowboys week one is against the Bucks.
Where are they playing that game?
In Dallas.
Dallas will be favored.
By how much? Two?
Three. It'll be hard to push it over three.
Right. All right. Yeah. We'll look for that one. By the way, Doug Peterson against Carson Wentz week one is a game.
Commanders, where is that game?
In Washington, Commanders open as a 4-point favorite.
Not surprised.
Yeah, that's about right. Rob in Overbrook Park is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Wait a minute.
Rob, what's up?
Hello?
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, listen, King.
Yeah.
Next time you talk to Glenn Rivers, you better tell the whole story. You heard what he said. You're not telling the whole story, man.
What's the whole story? What's the whole story?
It's not his fault that he's lost those 3-1 leads, man. It's not the way he described it. It's not his fault, man.
I already heard him describe. I was standing there and I was putting it out live on Twitter. I was standing there when he said it. Well, you know, Orlando, we were an 8 seed, and then Chris Paul lost. You know, he missed the first two games.
How about him throwing all his Orlando players under the bus as if they were bad players? Like, yeah, what did you expect me to do?
Yeah.
He had Tracy McGrady on that team, by the way.
Well, and then he took he says, well, you know, I was up 3-1. Was it Golden State? I forget who it was. The last 3-1 lead he lost. And he said, well, that may have been my fault.
Yeah, he took the blame for one.
Yeah. It is his fault.
He took ownership of that one, huh?
Okay. He's lost more closeout games than any coach in NBA history.
And that's his fault.
He's the coach.
I want to tell you one key thing. You know what? I think this James Harden trade is probably the third worst trade in 76ers team history.
What's your first one?
The first one is sending Will Chamberlain for those five players.
You know what?
Barkley.
I think the first one's buying him because he never played.
What about
right?
Barkley? Where's Barkley fitted up?
Yeah. The second one is Moses Malone for Jeff Rulin and Roy Henson.
You know Moses Malone. I don't know that Moses Malone isn't better than Embiid off the beaten track. He won two MVPs in a row. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, Moses is a top, player of all time? 30, 40 player of all time? Yeah. Moses is a great player.
Easily. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. You're right. This guy, what this guy does, the general manager, he ruins teams, then he moves on. The Sixers are going to be ruined because he's going to give Harden that money. I don't care how badly Harden plays. He's going because he feels he has to.
I'm going to make this prediction. He will move on before the end of his 5-year contract, and he will still be making $12 million a year, and he will not have to work as a general manager again.
Yeah, and the Sixers will be in trouble.
Well, they were in trouble when his protege, Scam Hinkie, came
in. Why you got to throw Sam under the bus all the time?
Well, because he worked for Maury.
Yeah, I know, but Sam did a good job in what he was told to do here.
Okay. You know, there's two coaches still in the playoffs that Maury didn't want back here. They were assistants here.
Yeah, Boston and the coach of the year over in
for 2 years in a row. Yeah.
But Howard, as bad as Sam Hinkie was, I don't think he makes that hard trade. That's the worst trade in my life.
It's a bad trade.
Because you know what? He wasn't. Here's the problem with it, Rob. He didn't view it with clear eyes. That's what bothers me about it. Like if he viewed, and Rob, we appreciate it. If he was watching Harden like with clear eyes, he should have seen this coming. He should have seen what was happening there, but he didn't. He just wanted James Harden.
Yep.
And you know what it was? It was his get out of Ben Simmons jail free card. Because they took
him. They got rid of Ben Simmons. But he didn't have to make that trade to get rid of Ben Simmons.
Well, we talked about the other options.
I'm going to leave you with this before we get out of here tonight. The Nets may trade Kyrie Irving.
Oh, Kyrie.
I forget about Ben. Okay. Who knows what's going to happen with him?
He might never play again.
Yeah.
Back surgery.
Okay. So, would you take Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
You know what? We agree, Joe.
I would.
Now,
he drives me crazy, and I think he's crazy.
But I'll tell you, would you rather have him at point guard or that stiff James Harden?
Oh, Kyrie. Yeah. Kyrie can get a shot whenever he wants.
Yes.
He could shoot. He could shoot. I mean, he's a great offensive player.
I'm telling you, he's good at.
Now, he's flaky, though. He could disappear.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Mars for 3 weeks.
But does it make him a better. And he's probably, what, got 2 years left on his contract?
He could be a free agent.
Oh, okay.
But he wants to re-sign, obviously. I think he has a player option like Harden does.
Yeah, so they'd have to do a sign and trade.
Well, what, are they going to send Harden back to Brooklyn?
I don't know what they're going to trade.
I don't.
Yeah, they've got nothing left,
I would
right?
take Kyrie.
I just threw it out there. I didn't. Yeah.
We would be frustrated when he didn't show up for games for 3 weeks because he was on a sabbatical, but he could play.
Yeah, I would take him in a double heartbeat, not just a heartbeat, in a heartbeat, because he can play.
You know, he can.
He's goofy, but he can play.
Yeah, I think very goofy. He's one of the goofiest players we've seen in a long time.
There's a lot of them in the NBA.
I know, there always have been. All right, Howard, we'll talk again. I guess next week we'll be on again together for one of the days with the Phillies off day. We didn't even mention the Phillies. Had a series win. You're back on?
You
back in?
No, I'm going to leave with another thing. I saw a story in the Inquirer.
Okay.
That Rhys Hoskins fixed his swing, and it was aided by the 2 straight rainouts. Maybe they need a week of rainouts to help Kyle Schwarber. A week of rainouts.
Well,
he is such a disappointment.
He's lost right now, yeah.
It's just, he's hitting 180.
Especially against lefties. Lefties, he's an instant out.
180, and he struck out 3 times last night. The Phillies are winning, or they're scoring with home runs. You can't just win like that. They had 1 big hit last night. It was the grand slam.
Well, if they don't hit, if Rhys doesn't hit that out, they don't score yesterday.
I know.
That's it. That was the offense.
I know.
They needed that, though. A series win, only their third of the year, because now.
Against another losing team.
But now the Dodgers, and then the Padres, and then the Braves. Like, this is getting tough now. But if they, I just want to split this weekend. If they get 2 in Los Angeles, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, the Dodgers are great.
That's not bad. But they've got to score runs. They got to do it. With generating offense with hits and not just sit back and wait for the home run.
It's hard. It's hard to do that consistently. All right, Howard, we'll talk next week. You'll be back on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, and I'm going to close out the bidding on Mike Trout sometime after the show, on the Mike Trout bat for the Eagles.
Yeah, you can't bid on Mike Trout. You can't bid on the actual person.
Yeah, you know what? I could probably get him to, well, I don't even want to say it. That'll be my next thing for next year, to get him to do a greeting. On somebody's phone.
Now that would, yeah, that
Isn't
would go
Isn't that
well.
Kind of cool? Mike Hi, Trout? This is Mike Trout, and so-and-so is not in right now, but you can leave him. And he would probably I could record it at the Eagles game.
Yeah, that would be, well, he'll be there. Maybe not in early October this year. His team's playing very well. All right, Howard, we'll hear you on Saturday, and enjoy Sixers and schedule night and a late baseball game.
Schedule.
Not going on tonight.
What are the chances we talk more about the schedule the next 2 days than the Sixers?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. All right, there he goes.
Joe, have a
Eskin.
Good one. All right, you and Moshe have a great night.
Yes, and coming up, we're inviting James Seltzer, and we're doing a schedule special here for the next couple hours, all about the NFL and Eagles schedule. That's coming up. We've been riding with the game, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.